Six wind power projects in North Dakota permitted after June 2018 did not meet a December 31st deadline to have new turbine tower lighting systems installed. But since that time, three of the six, Oliver Wind and Brady Wind 1 and 2, have said they're now in compliance with the law. The systems would use radar technology to turn the lights on when an aircraft approaches. Some residents living in the vicinity of wind farms objected to the blinking red lights that are common to towers. Some have also criticized the PSC for not allowing waivers for these wind projects to get the projects done. But Commissioner Julie Fedorchak says the commission's hands are tied.
Well, the law says every wind energy conversion facility permit after June 16th must be equipped with a functioning light mitigating technology system. That's what the law says. It doesn't say or they can apply for an extension or that it has to be when approved by the FAA or if approved by the FAA. There isn't that language in that particular piece.
And Commission Chairman Brian Crosha says the PSC is a regulator, not a lawmaker.
We can create rules if directed by the legislature to do so, but it's within narrow parameters. And it's important that we don't just decide to reinterpret or modify statute, because that's again not the role. It's not a responsible approach for a regulatory body to take. So the law is the law. We have to follow it.
Fedorchak says when she sat in on the discussions about the law, she believes lawmakers wanted to give the PSC some flexibility in this, but that did not happen. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.